email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Amanda's been on. I'm totally biased. My son is in Madrasalak. Hearing them on the show was just brilliant. Thanks a million for having them in and for giving a platform to a very hard-working bunch of lads. Well, they'll be back, Amanda, as you well know. They're going to sing us out at about 25 past. And yup, the Madra Salak class act. Been seeing the lads since the humble beginnings in Grangers in Merino, says somebody else. Now, the great Chris Judge is back with a brand new graphic novel, Evil Duck and the Nest of Destiny. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hi, Ray. How are you? Thanks for having me.
There was a time when people had nothing to entertain themselves but their imaginations.
That's right, yeah. That's
it. We've sort of killed off our imaginations a bit, haven't we? The modern world.
I think the phones are taking over a lot, but luckily books are still thriving, like, so. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And your imagination is still thriving as well.
Yeah, most of the time.
So where did, because this is the second in the series, where did the character Evil Duck come from? Obviously your head, but was there inspiration?
Yeah, well, my two daughters, yeah. So I started making books before they were born. And then when they arrived and kind of got into reading, they've totally transformed the way I tell stories. And so it was their idea. Basically, we were sitting in the garden during lockdown. And just we're always drawing together and trying to come up with characters, and they came up with this duck character, and we said, oh, Evil Duck, and then we started adding on more characters. So these things just kind of fall out of the sky, you know, on some sunny afternoon.
Yeah, brilliant.
And then, yeah, it developed from that.
And they need a cut, obviously, from the royalties from the book.
Absolutely.
Is this book, have you lost count of the number of books you've written?
I mean, my own books is probably about 20, and then I also collaborate with like David O'Doherty and Roddy Doyle and stuff.
Yeah.
And which I love doing. So I love the balance of getting.
What was the name of his dog? I read them with the kids when they were younger.
Roddy Doyle's one?
Yeah, yeah.
I
can't remember. but he gives gives you a good sort of, not a tagline, what do you call this? Recommendation on the back of your book. It's mad, it's brilliant. This is Roddy Doyle. It's mad, it's brilliant. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, hey. Brilliant.
Ducks are great for puns, aren't they?
But I only realised that after we started writing it, there's just a billion tons. And then I got help from my dad and my two brothers who were pun masters. So
right. Yeah.
Lots of silly stuff.
So there's a guy called Ed Quackers in this. Is he inspired by Ed Sheeran?
He's a bit of Ed Sheeran and he's a bit of Harry Styles, I think. So,
right.
But he turns evil. And those lads, I'm sure, are not evil.
So Ed Quackers, just for our listeners, Ed Quackers is a pop star. I love this. he gets into bed, metaphorically speaking, with the evil duck.
Yes.
And the two of them lure 50,000 people to an Ed Quackers concert.
That's it.
in a pyramid-shaped concert hall. And then the pyramid-shaped concert hall takes off. And that's where the story begins.
That's it, yeah. And the big adventure starts. So, and our two heroes, three heroes, I suppose, Flo and Eddie, are the two kind of kid ducks in it, along with their granddad. They have to say
Frank.
Frank.
He's a retired superhero called Fearless Frank.
That's it. They just think of him as this boring old granddad, and then they discover he used to be kind of Indiana Jones style guy. So yeah, and they get sucked into this big adventure. So, yeah,
and he has history with Evil Duck.
Yes, they were these stories, just the way they arrive are so like ludicrous. So he had they had a bakery together as young men, young ducks, and then Neville, who was Evil Duck, got very greedy and wanted to expand too much. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely nods to the capitalism happening these days. So, and they fell out. So, yeah, he turned evil.
Yeah. The Nest of Destiny, is it one of four things that were developed?
Three things.
Because the first one was the Feather of
Fortune. Yeah.
Feather of Fortune. And there's the Nest of Destiny. What's the third one?
The Egg of Time.
Which is going to be the third book, obviously.
Yeah, travel book. That's it.
So initially, the Nest of Destiny was used for good.
That's it, yeah. So it was conceived by these ancient ducks. But of course, somebody will find a way to turn good stuff into bad stuff. So, yeah, it's. I definitely don't try to push morals, but there's little things in it.
If you're looking for them.
Yeah, if you're looking for them. So
eventually somebody used Nest of Destiny to, their superpower was mind control, which they use for bad.
Yes.
And then the Nest of Destiny is buried inside this big volcano.
That's it, yeah.
And Evil Duck wants to get it back.
Yes, he wants that. Because once he gets the three of these objects together, he'll be unstoppable. So, he's slowly trying to get them all together.
Yeah, yeah. But isn't that the case with technology? Everything, it's initially you know, invented for good in the main.
But that's it. I mean, gosh, we talk about it so much at home, you know, how exciting it was when mobile phones came in first. And then smartphones, well, we have the entire, like, history of the, or like, we have all the information on Earth on it in our palm of our hand. And inevitably, it's now been mostly used for people just being mean to each other. And
yeah.
It's just bonkers how these things, yeah.
What is it with us humans?
I don't know. We just love to
we
do
always mess it up.
I know. It's terrible. Hopefully we'll mature someday.
Yeah, we have this potential, don't we, to mess everything up. I love what you did during the pandemic. So you looked up in the sky and you saw clouds. And then in those clouds, like we all do as kids.
Mm, that's it.
You saw cats and dogs and sheep and kangaroos. Yeah. Yes.
That's it. Again, my daughter spotted this thing.
Did she? Right.
My daughter Joey was taking photos and she's like, that one looks like a bear. Like as humans always do, try and find shapes and faces and stuff. Yeah, and it turned into this project, Daily Cloud, and
yeah,
it's been going for, God, about 4 years now. So
and there's a game, is there?
There's a brilliant company called Mindware in the United States, and this very cool fella, Tim, contacted me. He had an idea of how to turn it into a board game. So, yeah, we worked for about a year on it, and it's now out in the States and here and UK and Europe soon enough.
What's it called?
A Daily Cloud the Game.
A Daily Cloud the Game.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's an interactive drawing game and
right.
Yeah, very silly, but good fun.
Do people come up to you in the pub or when you're out and go, look at this, look what I did?
All the time. Yeah, I mean, I get about 60 photos sent every day.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that brilliant though?
That's lovely.
That is lovely.
It's such a weird universal thing because like we're always talking like this, no matter where you are, you just literally turn your head, look out a window and there's a cloud.
Cloud, you know? Yeah. I wonder if I put cloud into my search engine and my photos.
You'll have about 5,000 clouds, I'd say, yeah.
No, but this is on mine because I did one once. I'm just seeing, no, it's not there. I saw one. I drew a puppy around it.
Oh, you did one, did you?
Yeah, I did one. Yeah, yeah.
And away.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was really impressed with myself. I was showing everybody for a week after, inspired by you. Inspired
amazing. By you.
But what a beautiful thing to do because you can go into the edit on your photos and just
anyone can do it.
I just put a couple of eyes and a mouth and a little bit of enhancement on the tail. Before you knew it was a puppy.
There you are. Yeah,
a cloud brilliant. Became a puppy.
Love it. Yeah, yeah.
So you've never had to grow up, Chris?
No, I've remained roughly 12 years old in my head. So it's sometimes it's not great for certain parts of my life, like accounting and that kind of stuff.
But yeah. So your children then, because it's you seem to have this lovely relationship where you're all sort of throwing around ideas together. So the fact that you haven't grown up is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. Like when I was growing up, our house was like, both my parents are very creative and all my siblings and half of us went to art college and my brother's an architect and stuff. So always just constantly creating. And now it's kind of, that's the same in our house now. So it's, lots of drawing.
I'm contractually obliged to ask you a question about AI because what you do is under threat, isn't it?
I mean, it seems to be, but I like it's such a complicated thing. And, you know, at first I was horrified by it. And now I'm hoping, you know, AI is so incredible and will do so much for, you know, medicine and
yes,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I just feel so bizarre that it's being used creatively, inverted commas, because it's just, you know, it's scraping everyone's history of the history of art, basically.
But it's back to the nest of destiny, you know.
Yeah, that's
originally, originally used for good, and now.
Yeah, and now it's like, if it ever gets accepted as being art, then I don't know, I'll just give up and
throw your hands in the air.
Yeah.
Throw your hands in the air.
So, hopefully it's a fad in that kind of area, but we'll see.
Evil Duck and the Nest of Destiny. Evil Duck will quack you up. I loved it. Says Owen Colfer.
There. Yeah.